A Bloomington man allegedly shot his girlfriend in the shoulder in the early hours of Monday morning. Neighbors called police, but by the time they arrived, 31-year-old Antoine Hill had committed suicide. 25-year-old Sarah Conlon survived the shooting but is now paralyzed from the waist down due to spinal damage. The Herald Times reports that the couple's two children were inside the residence at the time of the shooting. According to a Bloomington police report obtained by WFHB, neighbors called 911 at 3 in the morning after hearing gunfire outside the Conlon Hill residence. Responding officers found Conlon with a gunshot wound in her right shoulder. Both Conlon and Hill were transported to IU Health Hospital Bloomington, where Hill was pronounced dead on arrival. At the hospital, Conlon told detectives that the incident began as an argument inside their residence, before moving onto their porch. Once outside, Hill allegedly struck her in the face and then pulled a handgun, firing one round at Conlon, striking her in the right shoulder. Hill then turned the gun on himself. The Women's Abuse Shelter Middleway House spoke out about Monday's attempted murder-suicide. In a Facebook post, Middleway House said that the easy access to firearms exacerbates already violent domestic abuse cases, like the Conlon Hill case. Middleway House Outreach Communications Coordinator Sarah Hunt says while she'd rather not comment on the specifics of Monday's incident, firearms often escalate domestic violence cases. According to Hunt, the answer to these kinds of abusive relationships is not always as simple as just leave.
I mean, I just think that keeping a very open mind and understanding that the reasons that people stay are as varied as there are individuals, and that it is especially difficult if there's children involved. I think sometimes, you know, when you look at this story in the paper, you hear people say, oh, but people heard things in the past, and why didn't they just leave before this happened? That's not very helpful. It is taking a really victim-blaming approach to the issue, which is always far more complex than just a snap decision to leave.
A study by Susan Sorensen at the University of Pennsylvania found that 4.5 million women in the U.S. have been threatened with a firearm by an intimate partner. 1 million women have reported being shot or shot at by an intimate partner. One of the services that Middleway House does not provide survivors with is advice on how to leave an abusive relationship. That, according to Hunt, is left up to the discretion of the survivor.
We never provide anyone with advice because we believe that survivors know their situations the best and are in the best position to make a decision about how to move forward. And so we just give options and then they decide how to move forward from there, and we support them in that. We provide advocacy, obviously, to survivors, but also legal advocacy. So, and you don't have to, for many of our services, be a resident in our emergency shelter or transitional housing program.
Victims and survivors of domestic abuse can reach Middleway House at any time by calling their emergency hotline at 812-336-0846. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help Sarah Conlon pay her medical bills. Listeners interested in donating can visit GoFundMe.com and search Sarah Conlon. That's SaraConlin. Reporting for WFHB, I'm Jonah Chester.